This is Kennedy Malloy with Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
And we always love it when a friend of the show pops in for a bit of a chin wag. I say he's been working hard from his home base, but it's more like piss farting about, really, than hard work. It's always entertaining, and I love catching up with him, and we've got a couple of big announcements. But please welcome to the show, Ross Noble. Oh, how awesome. Are you, Ross?
Hello. How are you?
Describe where you are right now and what you're doing, please. I always like to paint the picture for the audience out there.
I'm currently standing on, I think veranda is something of a grandiose word for it. It's a bit of decking that needs repair. It's borderline. Imagine like a pirate ship after a bit of a battle. That's what I'm standing on right now. I'm looking out across the valley, and there's a shooting like a clay pigeon club, and they've just come back. So it really feels like a pirate ship. I feel like the cannons are going off, and that's where I am. But you know what? I'm actually quite optimistic. I'm quite ebullient, quite upbeat. You know.
So I'll tell you why I know you're upbeat, Ross Noble, is because you've announced some tour dates, and these are live. These aren't Zoom tours. These aren't things. You've already penciled in some tour dates, which are starting September. So you're confident that we're all going to be up and running and back in the theatre by September this year.
Yeah. The all the shows that I had to cancel, I'm going to try and finish off the last of the tour dates in September. So, I mean, it might be that everyone has to come in with a large fish tank on their head.
But that's okay.
You know what you need for your audience? The cuddle curtain. Have you heard about the cuddle curtain? Cuddle curtain is a shower curtain that has sleeves so that you can cuddle your grandma. And I feel if you and everyone in your audience was to wear a cuddle curtain, surely you could even do some audience participation with.
I think you've mistaken me for some kind of lap dancer. I'm more than happy to have an orchestra pit and a bit of a distance between me and the front row. The idea of having some sort of plastic sheet that people are allowed to fondle me, so I can't.
All right, I will.
Ross, it's a very optimistic view as well, and we say it's a good idea for September and October.
I love the towns you're going to. Albury, Gympie, Toowoomba, Redcliffe, Ipswich, Lismore, the Gong, Cessnock, Newcastle. These are all great regional centres. I'll be hanging out for some top shelf comedy.
Well, fingers crossed.
I think there's a jail in Cessnock you could do. I'll tell you a story I heard. This is from Cessnock one day, that all the prison warders backed and won in every single race at the Cessnock races, and apparently they got the tips from the prisoners.
I thought you were going to say that they just the next day, none of them showed up. They just let all the doors open and just went, "Nah, we're rich now."
How's the bunker going?
Oh yeah. Bunker's a lot of fun. I've been in there. I've been doing my Instagram thing there.
The Instagram live.
Yeah. What's hilarious though is the fact that every now and again I've been popping up on the project. I've been in my bunker, and then no problem at all. Australian broadcast media, absolutely fine. I did a thing for the UK TV, and they freaked out and said that you're not allowed to show weaponry on the telly. They went, "You're surrounded by weapons and bows and arrows and stuff. We can't show hunting knives on the TV."
Good Lord.
So they said they were going to have to pixelate it out. Whereas in this country, nobody even batted an eyelid.
Let's be honest. You're broadcasting as a top-shelf comedian, not the Unabomber. It's not like, it's not like that you're in there writing a manifesto. You're trying to entertain the world.
And you're also busy too. I see you've got a podcast coming up as well, Ross Noble Podcast.
This is your
love of music videos. I share this with you
awesome.
So much.
Oh, great. Well,
it's called Ross Noble Podcast, by the way, which is confusing to me. Oh, no, it's not. It's a podcast, and it's Ross Noble.
Off all night thinking of that one. And because I was looking at it, and I was thinking, you know what? There's not enough podcasts in the world.
Good for you.
I should call it.
Well, you're very good at them.
And we can't see the weaponry in the background, which is fantastic, I find. I want to point out, I want to give a clap out to our producer, Jay Mueller, who produces that particular podcast, amongst others. It's on his bad producer podcasts, and some of the best in the country come from this stable. Team Effort, Childproof, Ed Cavalli Podcast, Ross Noble Podcast, The Final World Cricket Podcast, The Greatest Season That Was, The Garrett Podcast, Game Changers, The Columnist. These are...
Is that what he's up to when our show's going to air and when Jay's
on the phone? He turns up late and leaves early.
He works out of the car park underneath the building.
It's his office, is it?
He siphons off all of the internet. He's got a cable and a legal run down there, and that's how he does it. No, he's very good. He's very good, and I think we're going to... the general idea is that it's basically I'm picking out... Because I sit and watch music videos all the time. Sure. And what we do is we look at music videos and then we basically try and work out what the story is. We deconstruct them. And my favorite thing is that we try and work out whether or not the actions in the video would trouble moths. That's the big thing.
Godfather.
And when does the first episode drop? Does that happen?
Well, officially, we've released one episode, but it's 35 minutes long. And I think this is how it's going to go. It's 35 minutes of me essentially setting up what the podcast is. So we don't actually get around to any videos. Right. It's kind of a 35-minute thing. If you like rambly, if you just like long, rambly nonsense,
yes,
then... It's the thing for you.
That's
good
exactly
stuff.
What we want to hear.
All right, mate.
Well,
thanks for swinging by. We appreciate it.
And,
thank you. Instagram Live is up and running. Get involved. Very funny. Good on you, mate.
All right, take care.
See
Ross
ya.
Noble. Kennedy Malloy.